Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
If there is a travel-related industry that has taken a lot of abuse in recent years, much of it justified, it is cruising. The ships that take us to sea have gotten bigger and more crowded than ever. They are floating cities, with all the attendant problems you would associate with a sprawling metropolis. Communicable disease outbreaks, plumbing catastrophes, and other misfortunes have taken some of the sheen off the glamour of sailing away to exotic ports of call. Now there's a new problem confronting the cruise lines, and if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and looks like a duck, well, guess what? It's a duck. More specifically, it's a rubber duck. And the little critters are showing up in great numbers and in the oddest places on cruise ships. Home offices of the cruise lines, evidently not blessed with a sense of humor, do not like it. Apparently it's a clever game initiated by the passengers. They sneak rubber ducks aboard in their luggage and then hide them around the ship. They stash their little duckies in plants, on bookshelves, and in other nooks and crannies around the vessel. Astonishingly, a Facebook group dedicated to rubber duck hide-and-seek now boasts more than 300,000 members. Who knew? I certainly didn't. What started in 2018 as a fun family activity on a week-long spring break cruise from Texas has grown into a cultural experience for cruisers. Passengers hiding the ducks invest time and effort in the process. They label the duck with their name, the ship's name, and the sailing date. Other travelers who find the ducks are instructed to leave them and tag their finds online using sites such as #cruisingducks. The whole thing sounds like a floating version of letterboxing, which has been an onshore phenomenon for many years. My late wife and I loved our letterboxing hobby. It was exciting to follow online clues to a hidden box somewhere in the wild, sign our name to the contents, and leave the box where we found it. Cruise lines, however, don't share the excitement of discovery. Apparently, they believe that stashing a rubber duck in a bookcase in the ship's library is a safety issue somehow that threatens the well-being of the thousands of souls on board. One cruise company, Marella Cruises, has asked its guests to leave the rubber ducks at home, saying, quote, "As much as we love a bit of personality, the ducks have started to drive us quackers," end of quote. I guess this is what qualifies as a sense of humor at Marella Cruises. Even Disney Cruises, a company which owns a lot of its success to a certain duck, frowns on the practice. Marella Cruises goes a step further and doesn't allow passengers to attach signs or personal items to their cabin doors. That means decorations like flags, banners, posters, stickers, or magnets are forbidden. What in the world is the harm in posting a happy birthday or happy anniversary sign on your cabin door for others to see? It's not like anyone is going to trip over it. I'm sorry, I don't get the safety concerns at all here. I wonder if an industry that is trying to sell entertainment and fun has gone adrift at sea because of a tiny rubber duck.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.